news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello everyone, and welcome to the Wrestling Call-In Show, episode 246. My name is William D. Morgan. I am your host for the evening. Thank you for having me in your locker room. That number for you guys to call in, get your thoughts and opinions heard, 706-993-4606, 706-993-4606. I am so sorry I missed on last week's amazing episode with Phil. Phil, I want to thank you for being a gentleman and a scholar as always, for sticking up for me, taking my place. I appreciate that, my friend. You are a true gentleman and a scholar. Let me give that number one more time, 706-993-4606. Tonight, we're going to go over a whole bunch of stuff since I've been gone. We're going to go over TNA's debut. We're also going to talk about the return of the authority. We're going to talk about some of the rumors that I've been hearing about Roman Reigns maybe not winning the Royal Rumble. But the first thing I want to say, I put it on Facebook a little bit earlier, was about Daniel Bryan. And I've been thinking about it more and more. And as I'm waiting on my co-host to call in tonight, Stevie Ray, she'll be calling in a few minutes. As I'm thinking about it more and more, I'm starting to think Daniel Bryan is our answer to WrestleMania this year. I would rather have... After thinking about it, I would rather have, because the last two guys, you only have five guys that can win the Royal Rumble. Ambrose will be one guy. You're looking at Rollins. You're looking at Seth Rollins. Roman Reigns, of course. Daniel Bryan. I'm thinking the last two guys going to be Reigns and Bryan. And I've never been a big proponent of Daniel Bryan. I've never been there, but I'm starting to think that might be the best way to go. It could be something like the Beast versus the Beard. I don't know. It's something along that line, something along of that way. And I'm just thinking that would be the best way to go. Mania. I'm not going to sit here and say that Roman Reigns isn't going to be great. Give me one second. Thank you there. I'm going to take care of some noise going on in the house. I'm truly thinking that will be the best way to go. I'm not saying Roman Reigns won't grow into it. I'm not saying that Roman Reigns doesn't deserve the opportunity. But... if you look at his promos are killing him. He's stumbling upon his words when he's out there. WWE is forcing him down our throats. The whole vest thing has got to go. Are you out there to wrestle or are you out there to save hostages? I mean, Reigns needs to be repackaged. He needs to be redone. Do more mid-card work and then possibly be put in a situation. But right now, I'm thinking that Daniel Bryan would be the best way to go. And even if, because there's already rumors, talking about you might not have Brock Lesnar take the belt in the Mania, even if you put the title on Seth Rollins at Mania, I would much rather see Seth Rollins and Daniel Bryan at Mania. If you get that, you will still be okay. You will still be all right. If you still want Lesnar, If you still want Lesnar and Roman Reigns, fine. I just don't want to see Lesnar and Roman Reigns for the title. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see Rollins and and Roman Reigns. We got two matches of that. We got two matches of that on free TV. And how did that work out for us? So, again, I'm just thinking that right now, Daniel Bryan versus Lesnar would be your best bet for Mania. If you want to fall back, because there's rumors also saying that the feud, once you get past Daniel Bryan's couple appearances, he's supposed to be at a Raw and then a SmackDown, I believe, starting the week of the 15th. He's supposed to be Raw and he's supposed to be SmackDown. So if he's doing Raw and SmackDown, and rumors he's not going to wrestle, he's just going to be there to promote his return to the Royal Rumble. And if that's being the case, then you can also build that up. Oh, wait. Got a phone call here. Let's go ahead and take this call in the 619. Big Tone, is that you, my friend?
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's up, man? What's going on?
Another day, brother.
Good to have you with us. I don't know if we were listening before, but before I start getting on the meat of the show, what I put out on Facebook about Daniel Bryan being the answer, and I can't believe I'm saying it. I think he might be your answer for WrestleMania.
Right now, the way it looks, because everybody knows that Vince is writing Roman Reigns' promos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the way it's looking, you got a point. Daniel Bryan might be the answer until after WrestleMania.
Right. And my thing is, I don't care if you still want Lesnar versus Reigns. That's fine to me. I just don't want to see it for the title.
Yeah, but we don't know if they're going to drop the title. He's going to drop the title now, or he's going to drop it at Mania.
Right.
If he does, well, if he drops it at Royal Rumble, okay, you've got John Cena, but they don't want him being 16 times because that's Flair's number.
Mm-hmm.
If Rollins gets it now, it's going to be something totally different because nobody thought. If Rollins gets it now in the triple threat, mm-hmm. it's going to look like John Cena could never beat Brock Lesnar 1-on-1.
Right.
Okay, it's going to make him look like a little bitch. If Rollins just rolls in there and he still has the Money in the Bank contract, mm-hmm. remember that.
Mm-hmm.
If he wins at the Rumble clean, then we got a problem. Because if he wins clean and still has the Money in the Bank contract and wins the world title, who's going to face it?
Well, I just brought that up too because the rumor is that there's a so-called feud about to be built up to between Daniel Bryan and Seth Rollins. Would you want to see Daniel Bryan and Seth Rollins at Mania?
That's true. Okay, but the way everybody's planning it out, and I'm looking down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody sees how not Seth Rollins, but Dean Ambrose and Bray Wyatt just had their matches, and he won clean Monday night. Bray Wyatt won clean over Dean Ambrose Monday night. Right.
Right.
Okay. It's looking like they're going to turn him, and this is, I read this earlier yesterday, they're going to turn Dean Ambrose back heel. Now, is it possible? And this is just throwing it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible for him and Seth Rollins to reform the Shield, but without Roman Reigns?
It could be.
Under the authority.
Right.
And come to find out that he just did that to go along to get further along to see what Roman Reigns is going to do, and he's still always been part of the authority. They just never said anything.
Right. I got you. Well, let me ask you this. I said also earlier about Roman Reigns, they just need to completely redo his character.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's not, the way he's going right now, he's not ready. There's no way. He needs, like you said, he needs more mic time, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Vince does not need to write his own promos. If he wants to be a promo man, go talk to his uncle. I mean, go talk to his cousin.
Stevie Ray on line number two. Stevie Ray, what's up, my friend?
It's all good, baby. I'm upset because I said I was going to be here, and now I'm late.
No problem, man. No problem. We got you. We were just going over some championship scenarios with the Royal Rumble. And I'm thinking, like I say, I'm thinking Daniel Bryan is going to be the key to everything, provided his body can hold up to the stress.
That's the thing. Mm-hmm. That's the thing right there. If he can hold up and not be accident prone like other wrestlers that we know, Dolph Ziggler for one, can he hold up and not be accident prone and go out again? If he can do that, they can run with the moon to him. Mm-hmm. If he gets hurt again, they're going to cut it short and he's done.
Because you guys know I've never been a proponent, quote unquote, of Daniel Bryan. But I'm just thinking right now, but the things are going, you know, and the only five guys that you could really put up there would be what? Ziggler, Ambrose, Rollins, Bryan, Reigns. Those are only five guys you can really say that could win the Royal Rumble.
True.
Legitimately, anyway. Unless you just put the belt on somebody new.
Who? Unless they bring somebody up from down in NXT, and Kevin Steen is not ready. Nope. The boys that just got there are not ready yet to come up.
The Ascension? Nope.
Oh no, they're garbage. Let's not get on those clowns. I got beef with those clowns.
I do too. I do too. Steve Aaron, what do you think about Daniel Bryan possibly being the answer to WrestleMania?
I think it's ridiculous.
Really?
Unbelievable.
Why do you say that, Steve?
Because first of all, he just got back. And next of all, he has some big, big, big shoes to try to fill.
Who's? Brock's?
Brock's. He has to jump over, what's his name? Reigns. And with Reigns, who says he wants to give up his spot?
Vince is pushing that one. Triple H wants him to go down there and learn a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Vince is the one that's pushing it.
He might be forced to give up that spot because right now fans are starting to see what we see on a weekly basis. Reigns ain't ready, man. He ain't ready, and people are now starting to see that. Rumors coming out saying that WWE is split on who's going to be the Royal Rumble winner. So when your top guy or Vince's top guy is the number one person to win it consensually, something's going on.
Yep, he's got something planned. Either that particular person is garbage, they're going to send him back down, or Vince has got something real good for him. They're going to pack it, like you said to yourself. Well, he needs to be repackaged. Mm-hmm. Now, if he's got this big push, and they looking at it right now, and he looks like garbage, Vince is going to repackage it into something he can mold and he can fix and send him back out there.
Now, Matt Legend just said in the chat, because I said he was like a hostage negotiator or something like that. Reigns, the skilled police negotiator accused of corruption and murder, takes hostages in the government office to gain the time he needs to find the truth. More like the time he needs to train and learn how to cut a damn promo. Oh my goodness, Swass, how you doing, man?
Hold on, Wayne.
All right, man, good to have you here tonight. Next topic on, but I just want to go ahead and get that out the way, because like I said, I've been on this network several times, so I'm Daniel Bryan, hater. Not that he can't wrestle, not that he doesn't have the skill, it's just that he's a small dude and he's fragile. So we'll see what happens.
But if you look at it like you said, if he goes against Seth Rollins, it's going to be like ROH all over again when he was Tyler Black.
Yeah.
And they, from what I would, as a matter of fact, when I got here yesterday, I happened to pop on some ROH TV, and they were showing a couple of matches between Tyler Black and Daniel Bryan.
Right,
the boys can go.
Bryan,
they have chemistry. They have Bryan Dallas. They can go. They have chemistry in that ring together. Like it's like Chris Benoit and Eddie Guerrero,
right.
Or something like that.
Exactly. And like I said, my hope in doing all this is that we get the best WrestleMania possible. Because I don't think, and like I said, now everybody's starting to see, Reigns would not be the best opponent for Brock at Mania. If that happens, particularly in Philly, you might see a riot.
Oh, yeah. Definitely see a riot.
Particularly in Philly. Oh, my God.
Did you guys know they're out on somewhere on Facebook and in the sheets, the dirt sheets, Taker sent a message out saying, this ain't over.
Oh, really?
Oh, Taker ain't finished yet.
That's interesting.
And that's why I say I don't know if it's actually Taker doing it or somebody else, but the way it looks, Taker said, "Oh, you actually think I'm done with you?" No, I didn't say. He said, "This ain't over."
Now, there's a couple of guys I forgot to mention, and I didn't mean to do so, but I'm going to mention it anyway. One of them is going to be Swax's boys. Couldn't Randy Orton and Rusev make a play in a Rumble?
Randy, well, I don't think about Rusev. I think Rusev would be one of the final four, but I think this is my opinion in final four. Mm-hmm. Daniel Bryan, Roman Reigns, Rusev, and Randy Orton. That's the final four in the Rumble.
I already know that Rusev ain't winning the Royal Rumble.
Oh, the U.S. champ is going to be in the Rumble.
He's going to be in the Rumble.
He's not going to win it. There's no way in hell he's going to win the Royal Rumble.
Right.
So, I already know that.
I want to know who's going to put him over the top rope.
That's a good question.
Uh-huh. Good point. Another thing before I head into a few other things, there's been some, I'm quite sure you guys heard about it, the announcing changes on Raw, SmackDown.
What happened with that? I don't understand why they took Jerry off Raw and put him on SmackDown.
I think they did.
Jerry the King Lawler, they wanted to do something, they wanted to shake it up because Jerry the King Lawler's heart attack.
Right. He's been out because of health concerns recently, and I guess they want somebody who's going to be dependable for the live show. Why they put Booker T, again, nothing against Booker T, why they put Booker T in that spot, I don't know. And then he's shut Lawler down to the tape show, which is SmackDown. So
let's put it like this: they need to take Michael Cole, stick his ass somewhere, take him off Raw, and bring another wrestler in.
But see, I think who though?
I really don't care. Who? I just hate Michael Cole.
I'm just wondering why are they putting Byron Saxon as one of the commentators?
No, Byron Saxon needs to stay right where the fuck he is. He needs to stay right the fuck he is. He needs to stay on the pre-show, and his ass better not be on TV.
Yeah, he's gonna.
That's the only TV he needs to stay.
He's gonna be on. He's gonna be the third guy on SmackDown. So, but at least it's taped. So,
Okay. I'll give you that. But I still say he shouldn't even be on TV because he ain't ready yet. He ain't proved himself yet.
I agree. And then of course you're gonna have your regular Cole, Lawler, and JBL doing the paper. Doing all the pay-per-view duty, so that they didn't make that change there. And I think, to piggyback on what you said, Stevie Ray, I think they're happy with Michael Cole because he really doesn't care too much for wrestling. he knows enough not to cause a fuss, so that I think that's why they keep him in that spot.
Yeah, because nobody else wants it, and they're still comparing him to JR. He'll never be in JR's. He'll never fill JR's shoes. But who else they got? JR's like, I'm not doing this no more.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Michael Cole, as much as I give him credit for working hard to do mostly all the programs, you know, Jim Ross never became what he is, that he had to go on every single program and work. He stayed one program, which was Raw. He did not go to SmackDown or anything until that one little like period of time that he was on SmackDown. But other than that, he stood on Raw. They concentrated him on Raw, and that was it. But Michael Cole, as much as I enjoy his commentating, he should only stick to one show and let somebody else, you know, do the head announcing on another show.
That's right. See, that's the thing is, that's why they put him with Jim Ross, because they knew Jim was going to leave soon, so they groomed him to take over Jim Ross's spot. Okay? Even though he was interviewing back, he was doing the backstage stuff like Mean Gene back in the day, and he decided to make him the third leg, that's why they did it, to groom him so he can take over when JR left. Now that he's done, if they're going to do it right, let him stay on Raw like Jim Ross did. Let him stay on Raw. Let him call Raw and let somebody else do SmackDown and just leave him on one show. If you want to do it like that.
Right. Surfer on line number four. Surfer, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. Doing good. And a great day.
Surfer, I got a bone to pick with you.
Okay.
When I saw the WWE mobile game, and I saw John Cena almost in the Superman outfit, I said to myself, "This some BS right here."
What do I have to do with this?
There's some BS right here.
You see the Immortals thing? Yeah, I saw that too.
what do I have to do with this?
You promoted that, Surfer. You did it. I know you did it.
That's Surfer's app.
That's Surfer's app.
This is buffoonery.
Surfer created it.
As soon as we saw it, I was like, first thing, as soon as I saw that Immortal thing, I'm like, Surfer has something to do with it.
Oh, yeah.
Automatic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's Surfer's doing.
Oh, yeah. They went to Surfer.
Guys, in this scene of derangement, y'all need help.
They went to Surfer and got his opinion, A number one. Got the return of TNA on Destination America, and there's a whole bunch of TNA stuff. Got a new...
Sir, you missed it. It was good.
God. Yeah. Kind of make me wish that it went to a bigger spot.
No. I saw the replay today. I have to admit, your girl looked bad as hell.
Who you talking about?
No. I mean, Awesome Kong comeback. She is her and Jessica Havoc.
Yeah.
Her and Jessica Havoc is going to be on and crackling, homie.
Boy, it's going to be hot.
Oh, she has slimmed down. She has got her shit together. That girl looked good as hell.
Yeah, she looked good on Shine as well. If you missed her matches last year on Shine, that's when she really started going into her peak. And it's good to see these indie girls finally getting to go on the big stage. Havoc should have been there years ago. And it's good to see Kong come back. So,
we'll see unfortunately, Awesome Kong is going to be unemployed in 6 months.
Why do you say that, Swax?
What do you say?
Why do you say that?
Why?
What did he say?
Because TNA is going to get thrown off Destination America in 6 months from now.
Do you know it's their highest rated show?
I already saw what the rating was. It was a 0.3 for that showing this week on Destination America.
It was the highest rated show.
On that, for right now, until it comes out Friday, for right now, yes, that is going to be the highest rating on Destination America because it's a paid cable station.
Right.
A lot of people don't know just yet.
Right.
Once they find it, it's going to blow up.
Let me head on back to cut you off. We'll go ahead and go back to the chat real quick. Got myself in the chat. Got Matt Legend in the chat. Cash Cow is in the chat. Yes, sir. Let me see how.
What up, Cash?
Cash. Yes, they'll see how it's unstoppable. So thank you, guys, for being here tonight. Appreciate that as always. Now, we had a couple of title changes.
Wait. The Destroyer got his belt back?
Yeah.
Yep.
A good match, though. I can't front on that.
Yeah.
Bobby Roode is the man.
Uh-huh.
I can't front on Bobby Roode. Bobby Roode is the man.
But did you see the possibility of Eric Young's turn?
Yeah.
Oh, he turned on Bobby.
Quick.
He's quick. He clocked. He poked him and then clocked him. It's over.
That was done. That was masterful. I looked at that. I'm like, Eric Young from back in Team Canada days. Lovely.
Yeah, really, really, really. Austin Aries defeats Low Key to win the X Division Championship.
To win that
again?
X Division title.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
How many times has he had it?
One, two, three, four?
This is like his fourth or fifth time.
Yeah.
So you know what he's going to do.
What?
You know what he's going to do. He's
going to
give
it up.
Give it
away for a heavyweight title
at Bobby Lashley and get killed again. Of course, that's what he's going to do.
And get destroyed. And then, you know, I didn't have a problem with this like some people did. Kurt Angle defeats MVP in a street fight. I didn't have a problem with it. I know some folks did, but...
But didn't he win by submission?
Yeah.
See that?
Yeah.
That ain't street fighting shit. When was the last time you submitted somebody during a street fight?
In a street fight. You don't do no shit like that. That's some shit you did, but that don't make no damn sense whatsoever. I saw that shit this morning. I looked at him like, what the hell?
A street fight?
And he submitted him. What the fuck?
You fighting in the street. You got a gun. I'm going to put you in a sleep hole to win. James Storm and Abyss beat the Wolves in the tag team title match. I was mad about that, to be honest with you.
That was stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. That was real dumb. Storm and Abyss, our team, they just threw together that they did back in the day. Just threw two singles guys together, put the belts on them. The Wolves an established team, and the Wolves lose. Really?
Well, wait, ain't one of the Wolves hurt?
Yeah. He came
That's probably why.
Yeah, he did come into the match injured, so I guess so. Something that you don't see every day, something I was glad, I was happy to see. Knockouts Battle Royal for the TNA Knockouts Championship. Taryn Terrell wins and retains. I wasn't happy to see her win, but I was happy to see the match, though.
It was a nice match. I have to admit, I'll put all the women in there, let them go at it.
There you go.
She was the best.
Let them go, let them go, let them go. I didn't get a chance to see it, but maybe you guys did. Any thoughts on the Wrestle Kingdom 9 event?
I saw bits and pieces. I saw one match, and the way Jim Rawson called it, he's back in NWA. He was back in his element back in NWA days. That's what he was doing. I saw one match. I didn't get a chance to see the whole thing.
Right.
I think Phil did. If Phil calls in, I think he can tell you more about it. Because I only see that one match.
Yeah,
I can't call it.
I didn't get a chance to check it either. I just wanted to ask you guys about it. Switching back over to WWE now. What do you guys think about the return of the Authority?
I think it's the dumbest shit in the world.
I think so too.
They were going to bring him back anyway. They just brought him back too early. I think they bring him back too early.
And you know what's going to happen now? Now that Dolph Ziggler and Ryback and Eric Rowan are fired, you know John Cena's going to have to do something and sacrifice something for them to come back.
Well, see, here's my thing about that whole firing. You just killed any steam, any momentum you gave Ziggler, you destroyed it.
Yep, they just killed it. I don't know why they did that. That's the second time they've done that.
You don't think so, Surfer?
No, it's not true.
Why do you say that?
What momentum are you talking about? Him just holding onto the belt for months at a time, or... I mean, because he's going to be involved in a bigger storyline, so...
But it depends on how you bring him back, which I think will save him. You have him go win for the WWE... He was John Cena Jr. for that night. He came up, beat everybody in the Authority. He wins. He gets the IC title back. He's got all the push, everything going for him. Next thing you know, you bring the Authority back. He loses to Mr. Injury Prone Wade Barrett, and now you're firing?
Okay, and so what does that mean? I'm trying to figure out what problem do y'all see with this. We all know this is going to a... something happening with him, either pro or con, against Cena. So, where's the loss in momentum? Unless they keep him off TV for months at a time.
I mean,
the only reason why they took the belt off of him because he did something in the back. I guess he put a comedy show and they got pissed off at it. And that's why they took it off.
Okay, that's what people are saying.
Yeah. That's what the rumor is on WWE. That's what they say on the network and on the site that they took it away from because
you don't believe a rumor on the network?
I know better than that, Surfer. I'm not Rage, okay?
No, we're not gonna bring his name up on this.
Where is he anyway?
I have to take that off air with you guys. But I want to say this. And yes, Dante Baker, also said that TNA Impact Wrestling rating on their debut on Destination America was a 0.1 rating. So that's what he said. So we'll see what they do. You never know. But I just thought that not so much as Ryback, not so much, as Rowan, because Rowan sucks. That just took, to me, it made no sense to take the IC title off of Ziggler to put it on Barrett. He's more fragile than Daniel Bryan.
That is true.
Yes, I agree. He is 10 times more fragile than Daniel Bryan is.
Yeah.
Well, he's medically cleared to wrestle again, so why not make him wrestle?
Why make him a champion right off the bat, though?
Because he never lost the title.
No, I'm talking about Wade Barrett.
Yeah, no, he's right. No, Swax is right. He did. He never did lose the title. I have to give Swax that. He did. He never lost the title, so it would be right for him to get it back. But not like that.
Right. Not like
I would put him in a fatal four-way, triple threat, something like that, but not like that.
I would have gave it back to Harper. Then give it back to Harper, and then say, "Hey, you want it? Go get it."
That's how. That would make sense. Yeah, that would make sense.
Let me throw a side note in there. The Usos regained the WWE Tag Team Championships. What did you guys think about that?
That is just as good as him beating the shit out of Miz.
Yup. Oh my goodness. Now let me ask you guys this. How long we have to wait for Sandow and Miz to just go ahead and start beating the hell out of each other?
I say at Rumble.
At the Rumble. Because they'll probably both be in it.
Probably both be in it. Mm-hmm. But that don't mean that they're going to work together.
That's true.
No, you don't see what's going to happen.
What's going to happen, sir?
In the ring, soon as Miz gets eliminated,
preach it, sir.
Sandow will eliminate himself.
Preach it, sir. Preach. Leave it at it, sir. I can see that happen too. I can see it happen too because the way WWE books stuff nowadays is just idiotic. Just idiotic. If Reigns wins that Royal Rumble match, that's going to be just idiotic as hell. God, I hate Roman Reigns. I hate him.
Off the bat, I hate Roman Reigns.
When are we going to get a knockout match?
Main man knockout match.
Yeah.
Oh, his super punch. His Superman punch.
Like Big Show versus Roman Reigns in a knockout punch. I mean, a knockout match.
Right.
No, that's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it. From the way I saw that Raw, I mean, the way SmackDown portrayed it, Big Show comparing his big ass punch to Roman Reigns.
Yeah, it's coming. He ran his mouth into early on SmackDown. It's coming.
I got a little story here for Surfer. I'm gonna go ahead and skip to right now. There's an update on the Bunny. Even though the Bunny has been off TV for a while, he is scheduled to return to continue his storyline with Adam Rose. So the Bunny is on his way back.
He gets his revenge.
Sunday.
Oh God, he's been off TV for a minute, so he is scheduled to return.
No, because he had to. Because Adam Rose is a sore loser, and he had to heal up.
Justin Gabriel had to go take care of some business, so I had to take him out of the suit for a minute. What do you expect?
I said earlier there's some stuff going on about the Ascension. And when you said clowns, you actually called it right, Big Tone. Bob Cook, who's been known for his work as Mass Superstar number 2, did a couple of years over in WWE, and did a WCW rather, did a brief stint in 1995. Says the Ascension looks like clowns that did not finish putting their makeup on.
Yeah. They look like 2 years. The makeup on looks like they're like a 2 year old. My 2 year old niece can do better than that.
The thing is, they don't look intimidating at all.
No.
No, I mean, they don't. They look like a joke. Then they go out there and run their mouth about two of the greatest tag teams ever. Well, the greatest tag team in one. Come on now.
They compared themselves. They compared themselves to the Road Warriors.
But you can't do that, though. You know what matters.
No, you can't.
That's no big deal. I mean, people do that all the time, but they haven't done anything in the ring.
I mean, it looks like they're sponsored by Maybelline.
Exactly. Exactly. They can't even see, like JBL said, they can't even hold the Road Warriors jocks. They can't even carry Demolition's ring attire. How bad they are.
They look like they need some advertisement for Wii Protein because they need to bulk up.
I wouldn't even put them
in.
Powers of Pain to...
No.
Well, some not... people would know what I'm talking about. I'd say a mummer has better makeup than the Ascension.
Oh, man. Andrew Christian, they have a million-dollar lawsuit storyline. I hate stuff like this.
It makes no sense.
It makes no sense to put them in that story. Sumo WB foot, really?
Yeah. I would.
Really? No, they just wanted to make Christian. They just wanted to put Christian out there because they know he's about to retire and mm-hmm. he ain't done shit. Right. And they trying to make him go out like Edge did. That's
Edge,
all.
Edge. If this was real, Edge could have been seriously hurt. So if I'm Edge, yes, I'm suing.
Damn. Surfer just put the reality. Surfer just put the reality in everything.
Come on now. Okay, as a host, you don't expect. Get attacked and you know, there was wrestlers and they got attacked and he was about to get stepped on. That's one thing.
Right.
The man is a cripple. He shouldn't be out there about to get his neck snapped.
He's not a
wrestler anymore, so he shouldn't have been put in that predicament as a host.
But isn't that what Heyman said though?
You say?
Isn't that what Paul Heyman said about him, though?
What did Paul Heyman say?
He was putting himself in jeopardy being out there with the severity of his injury.
Yeah, you can listen. If you have guest hosts, it's not it can't be open season on them. Okay, so the logical conclusion, since this is a big corporation, is you sue for the money.
Sue for the money.
If that was a Hollywood celebrity got put in that situation, what do you think they would do?
Show me the money.
Anybody listen to JR's podcast this week?
With Dixie?
Yes.
I heard bits and pieces.
What did you think?
She's a stupid bitch.
I don't watch TNA anymore.
What you talking about? Dixie?
You are exactly right, and that's why I don't want that crappy company.
Swag,
she's stupid. She acts like she knows the wrestling business, but she don't know dick.
Swag, she's just a woman hater, man. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Unless you're talking about Lana.
That's about it. Other than that, she don't know dick. Well, she probably loves me. Nah, I take that back. She probably loves Lana about that. Lana
would dick than Dixie any damn day.
Damn.
Lana what now?
No, say that again, Swax.
I said Lana knows Dick more than Dixie knows any day of the week.
Swax, is that all you think about is women and dick?
See, Swax, you did something good last week. You came out the box last week doing some good stuff. Now you come back and you go back to your old self.
Oh, my God.
Make up your mind, buddy.
Oh, my God. Oh,
sir, I'm sorry, but your intelligence just dropped a couple of points, Flex.
Yeah, with that one, yes, you did. You were getting back up there in the ranks where you know what you're talking about, you're doing good, then you said something real stupid just to drop it off. Come on now.
Matt Ledger said, what's up with the one Ascension guy doggy styling him from behind on that pose down also? I hate to say it because I know those guys are young, but it just don't seem they're going to work out. At least not like that, the Ascension.
No, they'll be gone. I'll give it two more months. They're gone.
They'll just repackage them something else once they realize.
They need to put them back on NXT. Get that shit over with.
Yup.
That's what they should have came. They weren't ready to come up in the first place. They should have stayed down there. They weren't ready.
Yep. I truly believe that.
Everybody was trying to tell them, bring them up. For what? There's nothing for them to do.
Nope.
They're not ready.
Nope.
Yeah, Animal from the Road Warriors on his Facebook said that if they wanted to make a team like this, they should have came to him and he would have brought a team to the WWE that would represent, that would show respect, that would be their choice.
Okay, why do they need to pay Animal? Why do they have to pay him to do something they can do themselves?
Because the WWE, when it comes to creative, they lost touch and base with the whole idea of picking good people.
I agree.
That don't mean that just because Animal used to be part of the Road Warriors doesn't mean that he would bring in good people to carry on a legacy or whatever you want to call it.
He would. The reason why he said it, because it would be his creation. He'd give them the rub, and he'd be like, "Okay, I endorse them as a Road Warrior. I endorse this team."
I know he wants to endorse them, but
because the Ascension is so no, there's nothing you can say. Just like I said earlier, they look like damn clowns.
Crusted clowns. Matt Legend says WB is like Fox and Sony, just reboot after reboot.
Yep. They're trying to reboot the Matrix, and it's crashing every time.
That is so very, very true. Hulk Hogan and Stone Cold Steve Austin are still beefing. Hogan is still calling Austin a coward. Still calling him a coward after all these years.
What?
Mm-hmm. Still beefing. Still calling him a coward after these years.
I thought that he was cool after WrestleMania.
Nope.
Tony, see, I know Tony's listening. I hate to say this, but your boy needs to shut the hell up and take his old ass away and sit the fuck down.
He's still talking about a comeback, too.
Like I said, he needs to sit his ass down and shut the fuck up, because he don't need to come back, because one good bump, he's done. He will never walk again.
Yeah, Tony, see, anyway.
Hopefully and luckily, I saw Hulk Hogan's last match, and that was at TNA Bound for Glory 2011.
You shouldn't be wrestling then either.
Shit.
That was a fucking abortion.
And the rumor going.
I was there. I witnessed Hulk Hogan's last match, and that better be Hulk Hogan's final.
Even though Hogan's broke down, he's still in better shape than most wrestlers his age.
Exactly. That's why Stone Cold is avoiding his ass. Stay away from him.
Because yeah, he don't want the dumb shit to roll off on him.
Right. They're saying that the person Hogan wants to get in the ring with is John Cena.
For what?
I know, right? Don't nobody want to see
for that. For what? So they can put him over? For what?
Nobody want to see that.
Everybody knows. They know. Because everybody knows, see, I don't put him over. I don't care if he's the biggest fan or not. I don't put him over. Come on, now. You know that. It's the truth.
That selfish bastard. You guys watch SmackDown the other night?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm watching. I just got in the house. I'm watching a replay right now.
Okay. I know WWE. The first show of the year was just dreadful. Whole show as a whole was just dreadful.
I just hate what the WWE is doing to Paige. I mean, she hasn't wrestled on either Raw or SmackDown in weeks. And
she's on the Diva show. What do you expect?
You gotta give other women a chance to wrestle too, you know. You can't just be Paige because that's who you like.
Get him, sir. Forget him.
Paige is like the best talent wrestler on the roster.
Do we need to shut you down again? Do I need to get on you again, Swags? I need to do that?
Paige is supposed to be the future of the Divas division, and she's just barely wrestling.
Ditzy on Total Divas, lying to Natalya.
Surfer, will you please tell him who's the best talented diva in WWE? Will you tell him, Surfer, please?
We all know it's Naomi.
Thank you.
I'm going to let you guys get in this time, because last time I made him cry. He hung up the phone and didn't say a word. So I'm going to let you guys get in this time.
The only bad thing about the Divas division, AJ's out hurt. And it was and it was being reported she was possibly pregnant. But she actually put on her Twitter that she is trying to recover from a neck injury, which is why you haven't seen her on TV lately. So hopefully we'll get AJ back soon.
That's why we're getting the pothead, Natalya?
Yep.
That was some silly shit she did on Total Divas Sunday night.
I caught that clip on YouTube. I don't even watch that show, but I did catch it on YouTube. And do you watch it every Sunday, Surf, or you just caught that one episode?
Yeah, I watch it.
So I can't watch it. I can't watch it every Sunday. I can't.
I don't watch it on Sunday nights. I record it and then
watch it later. Okay.
Watch it when
Natalya only has one-dimensional personality. I mean, she ain't like fun or anything. She's just one-dimensional.
She's country. I think she's like a
gentlemen, I don't mean to interrupt. I gotta ask a question.
Go ahead.
I gotta ask a quick question.
Go ahead, man.
Is it me or is Roman Reigns trying to be like his cousin?
Well, they probably want him to be like that.
Is it me? Because I'm sitting here watching him go at it with Seth Rollins, and he's doing the Rock's. He's doing the Rock's imitation of how you know how he goes off on people, and he's that the way he does it. Uh-huh. He's doing the exact same thing.
Get used to it. WWE's going to always try to imitate people. Y'all talking about Cena being Hogan? Well, that's not by accident, is it?
I mean, I just think it's wrong.
You're making them into another CM Punk.
I mean,
don't make it obvious, though.
Right.
Right. That's the thing. Don't make it obvious. If you're going to do it, but don't make it obvious.
Right.
Well, they're going to make it obvious.
And here's the thing that scares me. Brock has to be carried in most of his matches. And if you get Brock and Reigns at Mania, Roman Reigns can barely carry himself. Most of us carry Brock in anything.
Exactly.
Don't want to see that match. Now, Surfer, let me ask you this. Do you think it's going to be a good Mania if we get Daniel Bryan and Brock Lesnar in Mania? You think it'll be a good WrestleMania?
I don't know.
Damn.
Let's put it like this.
This is a wrestling college show, dude. Don't hit me with I don't know.
Future. I don't know what kind of shape Daniel Bryan going to be in.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Go ahead, sir.
That's going to be my question.
Right.
What shape is Daniel Bryan going to be in?
Right.
And I don't. It's no reason why he can't take Brock Lesnar. I know some people on his network want to believe that Brock Lesnar is like Hercules, but
only way he gonna beat Brock Lesnar is if he makes him blow a gasket.
I mean, but at least you can market the match, the best versus the beard. I mean, this thing.
No, I don't even think you can market that. The goat face, the troll face, gnome against the beast incarnate. Come on now.
Daniel Bryan.
He might just spin the ring, start twisting him up like a pretzel.
Man, he might for real.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan has a lot of much better moves that could affect Brock Lesnar in the ring than what John Cena could put out.
Okay, answer this question. Who would you rather see, Brock and Daniel Bryan or Seth Rollins, Daniel Bryan, WrestleMania?
Rollins and Daniel Bryan.
Well, it's going to probably be Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins.
Don't nobody want to see that. We got that on free TV.
No.
How'd that work out?
Exactly.
How'd that work out?
Exactly.
Now that it's a triple threat match and the authorities all behind it, you know, it looks like Brock ain't going to win the championship. And
you got the triple threat match now.
Yep. If John Cena opts out of the championship match for the Royal Rumble, because that's what he's going to probably have to do to get all three of the wrestlers back, and then it's going to just be Brock versus Seth, and they're going to move Brock out of the title.
No, I doubt that very seriously, because they've been putting it together that they've been building this up for the last couple months. Lesnar, Cena 3. Now they throw Seth Rollins in there, and they're going to make him give it up. That'd be stupid. They've been building it up for Brock Lesnar, John Cena 3. Now they got it, but they have a triple threat match. Do you actually think they're going to make him give it up now?
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Is it possible, and I know I'm speaking facetiously, and I don't think it's ever been done in WWE history. If it has, somebody please correct me. Is it possible for Rollins to win the title and still keep that Money in the Bank?
Yeah.
We were just talking about that. That would be a trip if he did. Who would it, then if he wins the title, who's going to be next? Who's going to be his contender? Because he's got the contract.
Right.
And he hasn't cashed it in yet.
He won't need that contract anymore because he won the title.
But that's true. But common sense would say, if he doesn't win it now, which I doubt he will.
Me too.
He doesn't win it at the Rumble. He's got to cash in before Mania.
Right.
So it's going to be either at the Rumble.
The next Money in the Bank
pay-per-view. Oh, that's Money in the Bank pay-per-view to do it. That's right. That's right. You're right, Surfer. But that's still be interesting. That would still be interesting.
Yeah, that's 6 months from now.
Should they just rename this fast lane pay per view to In Your House, or maybe some type of WWE generic pay per view name? Fast lane just sounds stupid as hell. Should this just bring In Your House back?
Yeah, don't long as they don't call it Beware of Dog too.
Oh, I'm still thinking though. Fastlane might give you or some alternatives from the, or maybe fix the issues the Rumble presents in some type of weird way, maybe? Let's say the title situation, you know, it might take a different turn at Fastlane. The pay-per-view sounds so stupid. It's got to have some meaning, some type of way. It's got to have some type of meaning or some sort of impact on what the way WB does things. It's got to do something.
I thought that was going to be Night of Champions. I think they should bring Night of Champions first into the deal. Or, like you said, change the name. Do it to, like, Clash of Champions.
There you go.
That would make more sense.
Yep.
Yeah, isn't the Money in the Bank pay-per-view like 6 months from now?
What, July? No.
Money in the Bank's in June, man.
Yeah, June. Late June, something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
So he could, like, lose the title from WrestleMania until June, and he could re-cash in that briefcase. If he wins the title at the Royal Rumble, and he loses it like at WrestleMania, whoever wins the Royal Rumble, like from that point on until June, he could cash in that briefcase and see if he could win it back.
Matt Legend says, "Bring back Capital Combat."
I thought they were going to bring back the Chamber.
Now, Stevie Ray, you in Texas, right?
Yes.
Where are you in Texas?
I'm in Arlington.
Big Tom, where are you in Texas now?
San Antonio.
How far are you two apart?
About 4 hours.
You two can go hang out. That's a wonderful day.
I was thinking about that too. That's what I was sending a message to find out where he's at.
You two can hang out. That's a wonderful day. The New Day. Are they the anti version of the Shield? Because right now, at least the Shield had a purpose. The New Day really doesn't have a purpose.
What did I tell you last time we talked about these clowns? What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you 15 minutes of fame and then there are 10 minutes or there are 2 minutes of that? How often have you seen them on TV?
All the New Day is an embarrassment to black people. I gotta say, it's an embarrassment to black people.
They ain't embarrassing, Squatch. It's just that they're
don't know what to do with them.
That's truly being wrestlers being held back, because none of them are given any real push other than this silly gimmick of, oh, we're positive. Because that's supposed to be the opposite of being angry black men, which everybody thought it was going to turn into.
Right.
So they're really three-man band without the silliness at the moment.
Yeah.
There you go. I told you.
And shenanigans.
I told you. I told you. When they put them three, they put those three together, it was going to be shenanigans, and they ain't going to do nothing for them. They're going to be a three-man band, a repeat. I told you.
That's because, look, other than the fact that they come out, what is there for the crowd to get behind with those three being together?
True.
But they have no crowd reaction. The last couple times they've been on TV, they've had no crowd reaction at all.
They just come out clapping and dancing, and they're not really dominating.
Okay. Now, if they turn them heel and they came out like that, that'd be a different story.
Right.
But the way they are right now, come on now. 15 minutes. They got 15 minutes of fame, and what? 13 of them are done already.
10 things.
I mean, they could bring out Zack Ryder and have a better crowd reaction, possibly a better match, and they have to put these three out.
No. Now you really talking stupid. Now Xavier Woods can go. We know what Kofi can do.
Right.
And if Big E had a better opponent, he can get down too. They all can go, but they're just using them wrong.
Right.
They're making them look like fucking jokes, and it's pissing me the fuck off.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with you.
Now, if they would have stuck with it, they planned to first to do in the first place, and have them at the New Nation, and stuck to that, and let them do the exact same thing the old nation did, but bring it forward a few years, it would have been 10 times better.
I think they changed because TNA kind of beat them to the punch.
Right.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That's true.
That's true, too. That's true, too.
Well, D'Lo Brown, you could sign, and you could have Ron Simmons, and you could have them coming out along with him.
What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah. Ron Simmons could be like a managerial kind of person.
Managerial.
All he's going to say is damn.
That's it.
Number one. Damn, that's the first thing he's going to say. They could repackage
him, just like when he was in the Nation of Domination. You know, they could keep him as a manager.
They repackaged him because he came in and hurt your boy Ahmed Johnson. He came in like that. That's why they repackaged him because he looked like a fucking idiot.
Could be your Ahmed Johnson.
Oh, that's really gonna help his cause.
Yeah. See, thank you.
That's
we gonna get the same treatment. Cause. Come on now.
That's really gonna help his cause. Couple of things I want to see in WWE this year, 2015. First thing I want to see, Randy Orton RKO the whole roster.
Oh, I would love that. I would love it.
This RKO everybody, the whole roster. This RKO everybody.
If he does that the way Stone Cold did that,
there you go.
Remember how Stone Cold did that? He came out of nowhere, just stunning everybody. He jumped in the ring, took everybody up, then took everybody out the back. If Randy Orton did that with the fucking RKO, that would be lovely. That would be lovely.
The Rock. You can stop making all those fucking memes.
Yeah.
RKO. He's doing everybody, giving everybody the RKO, any kind of fucking thing.
Dude, he did the RKO to a giraffe.
That was stupid, but it's funny as hell, though.
Funny as hell. A giraffe. He's RKO'd everybody. Rock returned.
Including the Hulk.
Yep, he didn't do that to the Hulk. He surely did. Yes, he did. That was funny as crap. The Rock returns to challenge Rusev and beat his ass. Kane,
hell no.
Yes. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
You can't beat the heel Goldberg.
Beat his ass. Beat his ass. I hate that
koala. Fuck Goldberg.
I hate that koala looking motherfucking Rusev. I hate him.
Good. I love the hate.
Go on, love him, damn Swats. Go on, love him.
You got a man crush on Swats.
I just like the people that says, oh, I hate Rusev. I hate this about him. I hate that about him. Man, that means he's doing his job.
The Joker ain't lost yet. He is not that dominant. Not that dominant.
No, he's not. He's not that good.
No.
And I like how everybody makes him the underdog. So when he beats all the top guys, everybody's going to be shocked.
You really think John Cena will put him over? I mean, you really think that?
I'm saying.
Yep. Please.
I ain't got to say nothing
else. I ain't saying nothing else. Moving right along.
Excuse me.
Kane breaks the Royal Rumble elimination record. I want to see that. I want to see Kane get some luster before he leaves out. Because you know he's on his way.
Yeah, I would love to see that.
Because you know he's on his way out the door.
What do you want to see?
Kane beat the Royal Rumble elimination record. I want to see that before he walks out.
He's the one that said it.
But he just lost it. Why would he win it back again?
Win it back again before he leaves out.
No.
Roman Reigns took it from him.
Get it
back.
That's the way it stays.
Get it back. It don't have to stay that way.
It does.
No.
Kane is not in his prime, so therefore they gave it to someone else.
You can give it back to Kane. You can give it back. Let Kane get some luster before he leaves. Come on, man. Come on, man.
That's not what...
Roman Reigns.
What? Hey, wham! Come on now. They're not going to do that. Let it go. You don't like Roman Reigns, that's fine. I'm on the fence with him right now. I mean, I don't like the fact that they trying to spoon-feed him, but hey, who knows? Maybe as champion, he might be better than we imagine, but...
Who?
Roman Reigns.
But...
As champion?
We don't know until we see it. Once he becomes champion, he's going to burn out pretty fast.
If the boy can't talk on the mic now, what makes you think they put the strap on him, how he's going to act if he can't talk on the mic now?
Jordan can't talk on the mic either.
Who wrote it? Okay, answer this question. Who's writing his stuff? Who's writing his promos for him?
The Rock.
No, he's not. Vince McMahon is writing his damn shit.
The Rock. He's like, hey, cuz.
He needs to. That's what he does need to do it, yeah. If he did it that way, that would be better. That makes more sense if he does it that way. But they got Vince doing it for him.
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
That's what making him look so bad now.
Yep.
They've got Vince doing it. Vince is writing his promos for him. And he should be able to, if he wants to do something like that and get over on the mic, who's the best person? Well, there's three people that's in wrestling history that was that damn good on the mic. Flair, The Rock, and who else?
Big Dust.
There you go.
Give me a second.
Talk to one of them three, you'll be all right.
Give me a second, guys. I think...
I got to agree with Cass Cowan in the chat room. Says, Surfer is such a company man.
Why am I a company man?
I don't know. Ask Cascal.
I know. Wait, somebody read to me what he says. So
he just says Surfer is such a company man. That's all it says. I think Tony C just tried to call me. Why do you call him myself? You see here. Give him a quick text.
Cash Cow, you got a lot to say from the cheap seats.
Well, he's just trying to get his opinion out there about you.
A lot to say from the cheap seats. In the ring, my friend. Ring.
The gauntlet has been thrown. Matt Legend says, "Get Ron Simmons back his Magneto helmet." And he also says Matt, Zack Ryder's collecting Ghostbuster toys to get a better. Zack Ryder collecting Ghostbuster toys get a better reaction than the New Day. Damn, that was wrong.
Oh damn!
Damn.
New Day.
That was wrong.
Very wrong.
Tyson. Another thing I want to see: Tyson Kidd and Natalya create the mixed tag team title.
Please, those two fighting like cats and dogs right now, man. Come on now.
Yeah, I think Tyson Kidd's holding that down.
Yeah, it'd be Tyson Kidd and Natalya, but versus Fandango and Rosa Mendez.
I don't think Tyson can know how to handle that.
I don't think so either.
That's no contest.
I don't think so either. You know who the dominant one in that relationship is.
I know, I ain't talking about dominant. You think he knows what he's doing when they're horizontal? I think he's giving commands and he's just laying there.
He's taking them.
I think he's taking them. We all know she got a bigger dick than he do.
Of course. Oh, you think it's reversal?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because, I'm sorry, she'd be walking funny every day if that was me, but I'm just saying, I mean, like, she's coming out all tight and everything, like she ain't, you know, nobody's been holding
nobody's
it
giving not, it, nobody's giving it, hitting that regular.
Right.
I mean, she would have a bowl in her step, for sure.
Seth Rollins catches in at WrestleMania, at the next WrestleMania.
We're waiting on somebody to cash in at WrestleMania.
We'll see who it is.
Exactly, because nobody's ever done it. So yeah, that would be something new.
Something brand new. Cesaro wins King of the Ring.
When you say cash in at WrestleMania, do you want it where they say, "All right, I'm using my title up front. We're gonna fight at WrestleMania." Or you want them to do a run-in at the end of WrestleMania?
I want the start. I want him to come in and say, uh-oh, in a second.
So you want somebody like 6 weeks out and say, look, I'm cashing in at WrestleMania.
Not six weeks. I don't want to see a run-in because you've already seen plenty of run-ins that cashed in and been successful. But I don't know. Maybe that couple of days beforehand, maybe the SmackDown before.
Well, Kennedy was going to do it until he
right
messed up and lost it.
Right. Tony C., what's up, my friend?
Another Saturday night here in the ghetto. What's going on, fellas?
It's got to be the ghetto, man.
Hollywood. It's coming up on Black Achievers Award time.
Yeah.
Everybody should be getting there. Tony, ties, press.
Anthony C., nobody cares about that.
Real quick, guys.
He didn't just try to call somebody by the government name. Didn't get enough of that last week, man. You coming on here putting people's names out like that, yeah.
We're in January now, okay?
Okay, Surfer Cena. You want to call somebody by the government name. We all know what your last name, man. It ain't Surfer.
Okay.
Let me do this before we get too busy with the final hour. Everybody, head over to rantandradio.com. Enter the Royal Rumble contest. Don't forget to do that. Also, don't forget to check out the network for the 2014 Ranty Awards, live Friday, January 30th at 9 p.m. And rantandradio.com. Put your vote in for that as well. So don't forget. Enter the Royal Rumble contest and vote for the Ranty Awards. Get your thoughts and opinion out there on that. You can vote on best host, best co-host, and a plethora of other nominations. So please don't forget to do that. Something else I want to see. Undertaker enters the WWE Hall of Fame.
Boys.
Yes.
You should have been in.
Yep.
But I got a question. Will somebody had some negative to say about the New Day? I heard about when the New Day become WWE Tag Team Champions in February. What are they gonna have? What are they gonna have to say then?
That's only gonna be a 28 day title reign. So.
It don't matter. At least it'll happen. It's gonna happen.
And Naomi,
you know something good got to come out of it. Big E's in it, and you know you got seen the sign of approval. So you know,
I'm tired of this black on black crime and witnessing on WWE.
So you mean to tell me they're gonna take it off some brothers and put it on another set of brothers? What the hell?
You know, everybody got to have some brothers.
Usos act like they brothers, but they ain't brothers.
Yes, they are. They cousins.
No. He's my brother, you bastard.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Who's my brother?
There are cousins from the Pacific, man.
There are cousins from the Pacific.
Yes.
They ain't from the motherland.
We all come
they,
from
the motherland. They next door. They are next door neighbors.
We all come from the motherland.
Who, the Usos?
Yeah.
Didn't the Usos?
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about the coconut? They got coconut breath. That's what.
That's racist.
That's what Scott Hall said.
Didn't they grow up in San Francisco, though?
Yep, they
I
did.
I thought they grew up in Texas.
Nah, they
you
grew
know
up in Frisco.
Grew up in no island, okay? You know they didn't grow up. It's just like The Rock never grew up nowhere near any of those islands.
Right. I know Booker T had a lot to do with them in terms of training down in Texas, but I pretty much thought they grew up in San Francisco.
They grew up in San Francisco. oh, shit.
Hey. Ronda Rousey, I want to see her step in the ring in WWE. I want to see her step in the ring as a heel. Just to bring some life back to that Divas division, man. The Divas division has been slack, man.
So we can see her less than we see her now?
But they need something. They need something to bring that Divas
saying
They need Mickie James back in the
division. You bring Trish or somebody back. You bring Trish or you bring Mickie James or someone. Well, no,
bring Mickie James back.
The problem isn't that the division isn't lackluster, is that they're not going to get much time anyway. I mean,
they suck.
Yeah, there's a lack of talent there. You get past maybe your first three divas, and that's about it. Maybe four.
So
if you count Natty, so you look at AJ, you look at AJ Page, Natty, and your first and Naomi, AJ Page, Natty, Naomi.
Emma can't wrestle,
huh?
Emma can't wrestle.
Emma's okay, but she's green.
Too much of a gimmick, and she's supposed to have pretty good wrestling skills, but her gimmick just holds her back.
Ooh, Emma,
y'all not Alicia Fox fans anymore?
I am.
Now see, look wise, yes, but I think that my issue with her is that WWE thinks her time is gone. And I don't think her time is gone, but I think WWE thinks her time
is gone.
I'm going to start a petition to bring back Mickie James.
Y'all saying Layla can't wrestle?
Nope.
But she's way... That's crazy. But she's way Bear's equivalent of getting hurt.
Mickie James.
I grew up Mickie James. But you think this will take a back?
I just want to back for all the backstage drama that I have.
You're the greatest woman wrestler of all time. He'll take you back.
I ain't gonna say she's the greatest. She won over, but I ain't gonna say she's the greatest, though.
Yep.
Can you imagine that tension back there with Mickie James, John Cena, and Nikki Bella? Cut it with a knife. And then Magnus bring the little boy by.
Don't need that on Total Divas. That trumps anything Total Divas.
That would be the ultimate Total Divas. Mickie James on Total Divas with them.
Yeah.
What? Now, if they want to sell that show, that's what they need to do.
Make a date.
And then
the tag team would be John Cena and Nikki Bella versus Mickie James and Magnus.
Don't bring that name up. Don't even mention that name.
Can you see
Triple H wanna be Sting? That's who we gotta go get.
Can you see Magnus in a WWE ring? And then I would
never watch it again.
And then they make the mistake of putting a belt on him. This is your champion. Speaking.
I can see him in the front row with his little son with a "You Can't See Me" shirt on. How ironic would that be, right? That would be great television.
What Double A at?
That would be hilarious.
What Double A at? I would see Mongo make a comeback to see Magnus in the WWE ring.
No. Then they can put on Total Divas, they can have Mickie James go on Mari and see who can follow. See who you're talking about.
Mari come back. John Cena,
you are the father.
No!
Then he really will say, you can't see me then.
Kid be 2 years old with a thick neck. Talk about, he don't look nothing like me, Mark. He don't look nothing like me.
He ain't got my chain, my hat, nothing.
Hey, check it out. Hey, if that happened, and then as soon as he said, you are the father, his, they play his theme song, how would that go off?
Come on, server, you know that would be hilarious. This is great television we're booking right now on WWE television. That's what I'm finding.
It's hilarious.
His role model being a paternity suit and shit.
Oh, man.
Paternity scandal. John Cena.
Football highlights.
WWE.
He's out there making wishes to kids. He should be trying to be a father to his own kids. Then he's a deadbeat dad. Yeah, I said it, Surfer. You know that's his kid. He hit that.
That's not
I'm putting it out there right now. Man, I don't care.
Man, that's not my problem.
Man, Tony, see, it's Surfer's fault that they trying to put the Superman symbol on John Cena. It's Surfer's fault.
It's Surfer's fault or that. It's Surfer's fault John Cena ain't been a father to his son. Got Magnus walking around. It's like the players hit the ball. He tricked Magnus into raising the ball. What kind of role model does that, sir?
Oh, man.
Hogan would never do that. The Rock would never trick anybody into raising their own kid. Why your boy won't step up and be a father to his kid? Talk about that.
You
make a wish. You making wishes happen. Make that wish happen.
Yeah, well, he don't want no kids. Didn't you hear him tell that to me? He's about to let it go.
He already had the kid. The kid is his.
The kid is here.
He'd be the problem. You understand that. You understand that, though.
Oh, yeah. In the last day, I said, I don't think Dan Bryan regains the WWE title. I still can't believe I said that. And the one thing that I want to see the most, the Shield finally square off. Now, we can go.
I agree with that one.
We gonna get
that one out.
We gonna get.
We gonna get that.
We gonna get that. Yeah, quick.
Hey, y'all remember that match John Cena had, and that little kid came in the ring and he just stood there and looked at him. You think that's how he gonna look at the camera?
that would be fun.
Oh, man.
Or he gonna react how he reacted when he found out the four got fired. Just shake his head in his hand like,
just hang his head low and shit.
I mean, Surfer, yeah. I know you don't agree with me on the Ziggler thing, but I just thought that was so messed up. Caitlyn came out and says the reason why she left WWE was due to health and weight issues.
Who?
Caitlyn. That's why she left WWE.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Mickie James.
No.
Okay, and
she left to hate
him. To me for
nah, she was trying to choose between John Cena and Batista, who's going to dick her down first. Well, who's going to dick her down next?
Oh, so that's Batista why she left. Be the Paul?
Yep.
So you saying the baby might have a naval tattoo?
Did Caitlyn?
Yeah, pretty much.
Did Caitlyn actually seem like she wanted to be a full-time wrestler?
To me, she did. Until maybe 2 months before she left, then I did see like a attitude change. But they did do her wrong, though, because at least one of those times she lost to AJ, she should have won that title.
Baby be 2 years old with a tramp stamp like the Chief. They ain't got
it. Was the Divas champion.
The baby come out with some skinny jeans on.
Oh, Lord.
Hell no.
Skinny jeans. Blue jeans. They got to be dark blue, too.
Down from Baby Gap.
WWE on the next episode of Geraldo, WWE paternity test. Who be these baby daddies?
Heck yeah. WWE,
oh, God.
WWE pulls a ton of documentaries off of Netflix. That pissed me off so bad. They had a new agreement with Warner Brothers that started on a New Year's Day. And I think there's one, I forget which documentary is left on Netflix. But you used to go to Netflix and watch like every documentary that ever came out about WWE. And they pulled all of them. Cameron has a new music video out. The bitch don't say anything, it's stupid. It's on YouTube if you want to go hear it. I don't know why they even...
That's the name of the song?
The name
the
of
the... Sing?
The bitch don't sing.
The bitch don't sing.
The bitch don't sing. That's the name of it. Bitch don't sing.
Bitch don't sing. It's stupid.
I just want to know one question. I'm raising my hand.
What's that?
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
How many, like, what type of friend helps you lose a job? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
You know? Anybody ever had a friend that helped you get fired from the job?
Uh-uh.
I'm just saying.
Nah.
That's a jacked up friend, right?
Uh-uh.
Okay. I just want to know. Okay. Continue, Will. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Surfing condone those type of friends. Help you do your job and shit. Can't feed your family.
Oh, God.
But it's okay. When certain people help people get fired. Okay. I don't hear nothing about that.
I am looking up. Oh, the name of her new song is called Bye Bye Girl.
And it should, like you said, it should say, bitch can't sing.
And she don't sing in it.
It's called, you said it's called It's a Girl, what?
It's called Bye Bye Girl.
Oh, okay. And it
features Ice. And
Ice tea?
No, it just says Ice. And oh, she don't sing. And I don't hear her singing it at all when I looked it up. So I can understand you having an outside interest, but damn, if your outside interest is singing and we can't hear you singing, something wrong. So couple other things here. WWE is testing out virtual reality content. Good for them. I'm probably going to raise the price of WWE Network from that $9.99 to that $12.99. The people over, I think in England, it's like England or Australia, because of the way their currency figures out, that $9.99 for us ends up being like $15.99 for them. Because
good.
Of the currency exchange. So yeah, they end up paying a lot more money for WWE Network than we do. So
they should.
For some reason, how the hell do they end up paying that much when their thing is more expensive than our dollar?
That's a good point.
Yeah, our currency is like one of the lowest value currencies in the world.
That's true. But they should pay more than we do. They produce magnets. So what
they gave us
the magnets and the British bull puppies.
Oh, God.
Exactly. So they getting over, if you ask me. They getting over. Should be charging way more than that.
Matt Legend said it's $11.99 in Canada. Well, whenever they decide to give it to the other 98% of the population.
Well, you know, Vince got a grudge against y'all Canadians now.
Okay.
So
okay.
He screwed Brett, so you know.
And you know what? Y'all can say what y'all want, and I know she can't wrestle her way out of a wet paper bag. I still miss Maurice. I still miss my boo. Real quick.
Ooh, you talking about me? Man. Ass, so.
Hmm?
You know, Will, this is in the lust after somebody else's wife, man. It's, you know, that's a good book. You shouldn't be lusting after.
I didn't say that.
Liz's wife.
I didn't say, I did not say lust. I just said, I miss her. I did not say lust.
You got lust in your voice.
I did not
like,
say lust.
Hogan just miss a little bit. Lust Morgan.
I'll take that.
Get that left out your boy.
If it provides Maurice on a silver platter, I will take it, my friend.
That's how Surfer talked when you mentioned Cena. You left.
I wouldn't take Maurice if he was on a gold platter.
I know you ain't talking swag.
What is this?
We talking about my
erotic talk going on here tonight.
Don't be talking about.
See.
Don't be talking about my boo like that, swags. Don't be talking about my boo like.
Quit talking about Maurice like that. Sir. I mean,
no, you like bring it up, dudes all the time.
Come on, Surfer, don't be like that, man. This is your hero. won't step up to the plate and take care of his responsibility, bro. Don't try to put this back on me.
And you know I'm behind you. I'm still your friend.
Look, I'm still your friend. Your favorite superstar don't want to take care of his responsibility. Like that girl said, don't lean on me.
You're not a man because you don't take care of your responsibility.
Oh, you're a superstar.
You're supposed to be a man, man.
You're a superstar. Come on, allows his son to get in trouble and go to jail.
Come on, man. You're going to go to jail with child support when that phone says here.
He better get all the royalties.
Really gonna get locked up.
He better get all the royalties he can for that Immortals game because that child support ain't nothing to sneeze at, brother. Get all the royalties. Superman and everything. Superman, the Superman cape, everything. Speaking of Fastlane and what Tony C said,
what I'm talking about. February Fastlane, dude.
What you say? What is the month of February, Tony C? Is what?
Fastlane, man. Black Achievement Award.
There you go.
It's all time.
Black Achievement Award. Where is. Has anyone seen R-Truth?
You getting ready for February? You coming?
I saw him Sunday. You saw him Monday night. You saw him Monday. He was standing up in the crowd Monday.
I saw having a thing out with
R-Truth is the reason why the bunny's in the predicament he's in now.
Yeah. Okay, I remember now. Okay.
And Dan Young was up there too. Yeah. Shaking in his boots.
Yeah, I saw
Darryl.
He's off the
milk
crate.
He's kind of close to Dolph Ziggler, though.
He looked different.
He looked different. He is looking manly.
Yeah, he did look different when he came out. He did look different.
I bet he did.
I can see now. Ain't nobody advertising Darren Young for Fastlane, boy. Nobody.
Oh, he'll be there. He'll be there. He may be parking cars or making concessions, but he'll be there. If you of other ethnicity that night, so, you're getting some work.
So he's gonna be there in the Kenny King role. In the supporting
Kenny King. Oh, Lord have mercy.
That's what you're saying.
February, we all going over, man. Mark Henry gonna come back, get a win. Our true. You gonna start seeing people get wins. You gonna say.
Oh, man. It,
Vince believes in that, man.
And I don't think it's gonna be just confined to Fastlane. You gonna see Titus O'Neil come back and get some wins on Raw.
Yep.
Darren Young's gonna come back on SmackDown and get some wins.
The New Day tag team champions. They inching closer to that #1 contender spot.
And the one who doesn't win the tag belt, he gonna beat Wade Barrett for the IC title. There you go.
Who?
The one who don't
Xavier
win.
Woods?
The one who don't win the tag title is gonna beat Wade Barrett for the IC title.
Sound like you've been in a booking meeting or something. Getting a book of
now, I'm just saying, if the New Day,
if you saying
the New Day gonna win a tag title, then what the other butt gonna hold? Who? What the other one gonna
hold? Okay, which two gonna get it?
Okay,
which two gonna get it?
Because you can make it. Because if you give Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston a tag belt, you can legitimately put the IC belt back on Big E.
Or you can give me
that would make sense.
Swag Crush got the U.S. title.
Right. Rusev ain't going to lose that U.S. I hate to say it, but Rusev ain't going to lose that U.S. title no time soon. Now, unless Cena want it, and if Cena want it, it's over.
Quickly, too.
There y'all go again.
And fast. I mean...
I'm even trying to leave that man alone. He got bigger issues.
Oh, my goodness. Man, so, you know, like, I'm just trying to support the Black Achievement Awards thing, man. You know, you're going to have the tag titles, you're going to have the Intercontinental Championship, Alicia Fox might come out when the Divas title.
That's
never
a separate
know.
Entity. The Black Achiever Award is more for the Rant EM Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Fast Lane is just for, you know, us as a people.
Right.
You know, trying to show them that, you know,
that we belong.
11 months out of the year, we may do a job, but that 12 month, you're going to rise up. You feel me? We got Selma coming out this month. And Black, you know, Fast Lane in February, baby. I'm telling you.
Did you just
get
say,
ready.
Did you just say Thelma?
I said Selma.
Oh, I'm
about
to say.
Got the movie Selma coming out. Just dropped.
Okay.
And then we got Fast Lane next month. It's going to be a banner year for us.
I still
you know,
said
as Black Achievement Award, Black Achievement Award, you know.
I still think that's the dumbest.
We coming up, man.
I still think that's the dumbest thing in pay-per-view history.
What, Fast Lane?
Fast Lane, really?
Because we're moving in the Fast Lane. What
shit.
Lane you want to be in? Well, you don't want to be in the H.O.V. lane. What they call the H.O.V. lane? Pay-per-view. H.O.V. or something.
Matt Legend said they need to change it to Valentine's Day Massacre.
That's not about Matt Legend. Why are you gonna do that? You did that back in 1999. Man. We had something all
the time, man. Dude, just rename it Clash of Champions and be done with it. Or
Fast Lane.
Or In Your House. One of those. What's wrong with that, Tony C?
In Your House, Fast Lane? I like that. You take the Fast Lane into your damn house. Okay. That's what you said, right?
Oh, yeah.
You said another name.
I'm just saying, come up with something different. Fast Lane just sounds stupid.
And then
the logo was just ridiculous. A caution
sign.
Yeah,
over the limit. Nobody's complaining about over the limit.
Sign.
It was over the limit.
That was stupid too.
DUI reference.
That was stupid too. Over the limit. I was dumb too. And then you gonna have the caution sign on the logo for Fast. Come on, man.
But look at all the other dumb names they had over the years. Mind Games, Calgary Stampede. But when we come as a people, we trying to move up in the Fast Lane. You want to, like, go against that.
I'm not going
What's
against
your ass name?
I'm not going against us moving up. I'm just saying, can we get a different name? Can we get in terms of wrestling, can we get a different name? I mean, If any titles change hands at Fastlane, and according to you, Tony, see it will. Can you see it?
They don't change hands. I'm protesting. I ain't watching WrestleMania. Damn it!
Damn,
if
really?
Don't no brother damn. Walk out of Fastlane with a title, I'm boycotting Mania. Let's Brock in it. Then
he said, "No brother walk out of somewhere without a belt. I boycott."
Damn. I mean, I'm just saying, when you go back into WWE history books and you look it up, the New Day win the title at Fastlane.
That's right.
I'm just saying.
At least they won when somebody could see them, like the Rockers. The Rockers won a tag team title that nobody knows. He still can't find that footage.
It's on YouTube, actually.
It just must have came out. This is like Area 51, because nobody's trying it. They got Area 51 tag team title ring.
Let me ask y'all this. What would happen in the Rumble if it was Reigns and Bryan, and Reigns threw Daniel Bryan out, eliminated him? How do you think Roman Reigns would be taken?
That would make
Bautista part
two. Yeah. You got a ton of heel then. Bautista part
two.
The number one baby face out.
If you threw my number two baby why would they make him a heel?
Threw the number one baby face out.
It was John Cena versus Ryback in the final two years ago, and guess what?
No.
He won.
Oh, heck no.
First of all, that would piss me the hell off.
That's right. Get him, Steve. Get him.
That would piss me the hell off. The smallest motherfucker in the world, the smallest motherfucker in the company, eliminating me.
That's how Batista felt.
That's what happened to Big Show.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Every year, too.
18 seconds.
Poor Big Show, ain't never went. Biggest guy in the company and never got a Royal Rumble win.
Biggest jobber, biggest jobber in the company. Cash Cow asked
you call Big Show a jobber?
He a jobber now. Now he's a jobber.
Wait, he ain't jobbing now. He's putting people over, man. He shouldn't be beating Roman Reigns in it.
Jobber.
You should pull somebody over, unlike some people.
Not too long ago.
Yeah. Say what?
He beat Eric Rowland not too long ago.
Yeah, but Rowland sucks anyway. Nobody takes Rowland seriously. Not since the
didn't he get fired on Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got fired. Right. Cash Cow just asked in the chat, will we see Bob Sparkplug Holly at Fastlane?
Sparkplug
Holly at Fastlane.
That's somebody they'll never bring back.
Oh no, they ain't bringing. You forget it. He ain't never coming back. That's Rumble.
He gonna be doing tune ups out back.
He got let go for theft, right?
I think he got left go
for. Did he steal?
I thought
Earl was the only one. Him and his brother. So.
Now, okay, from this is what I heard. Okay, that. He was in somebody's stuff, and Kennedy walked in, and so Kennedy saw it, and Kennedy supposedly blabbed, but Kennedy said he didn't blab, but he got back to Triple H, and that's something Triple H didn't want to tolerate was theft, so that's why he got let go.
No.
I'd be like, bitch.
So, Mr. Kennedy is a snitch? Come on, man. You lying, sir.
Among other things. Among other things.
He's dropping dimes.
Ching, 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 ching.
Well, hey, listen. If you walk in the locker room and somebody is rummaging through other people's bags, like it's their bag, what are you going to do? Just look the other way?
Damn right. It ain't got nothing to do with me longer than my bag.
But that's if my they bag. Go in somebody else's bag, they go in your bag, too.
So let me ask you this, sir. If you walk in and John Cena going to Triple H's bag, you don't tell?
Probably.
There, my question, my point is that hell no, you ain't tell.
I'm going to tell because first of all, okay, if John Cena is suffering that much, he got to steal from him. Boy needs help.
You never know, child support might be hitting him hard, you know? And hell, hard times. You know, probably, if he's a champ, he might have to sell the belt or something. You never know.
The kind of money he spends on Nikki Bella, he ain't hurting for child support.
Not yet.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
He made that Maury appearance.
His last appearance in WB was January 16th, 2009 was his last appearance in WB. But it doesn't say here. Bob Holly.
A lot of people don't know that Bob Holly got a WWE title match.
Yep.
Damn sure did.
By who? With who?
You saw Brock Lesnar at Royal Rumble 2004.
He also failed to beat JBL for the title in a hardcore match, too.
Yeah, okay, I remember that one.
I think it was back in 2005, I think, on that one. So,
yeah, that's a damn shame. Bob Holly getting title matches.
No, I'm going to tell you what's a damn
shame. Mark Henry can't get number one. Ain't that a bitch? That's why people get mad at WWE, man. You look over pills of time, people that got title shots, you be like, how in the hell?
No, I'm going to tell you something that...
Who did they have pictures of?
I'm going to tell you something that I forgot, and I think it's kind of funny. Hollywood in the singles competition in 2005, and he had a little feud going with Orlando Jordan. He had two title matches that could not beat Jordan at all. He won in a Bob Holly.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, I kind of thought, you thinking that match, he would be over, and win that U.S. belt from Orlando Jordan, but I guess WWE was really, you know,
into a lot of people Orlando don't Jordan. Remember before Orlando Jordan went all Darren Young. He beat John Cena for the U.S. title.
He did.
Yep. That ass.
Come on, nothing. And he beat him clean, too.
Yep.
He beat him clean. Mm-hmm.
Lost to a fruit booty. Magnus losing. Steam losing to Magnus. Cena losing. Damn, Orlando Jordan. What the world coming to? God, shit.
Oh.
You guys, boy. I tell you.
Surfer, do you want to give us a little sneak preview of what you got coming up on your show tomorrow, sir?
Well, you know, I'm going to start the new year off with a reboot of the universe. And, see why Heroes were left off. Talk about some Agent Carter. Got some hot stuff here. And getting some books and take some calls. And Tony C., You calling in, right? Aren't you Tony C?
If the Cowboys win, I will. You're damn right.
Who are you calling, you son of a bitch?
Oh, Jesus. You talk bad about the Cowboys. Now, your brother got away by the chin tonight. Oh, damn it. You're going to pins and needles over. You'll sweat like a pimp with one hole over there.
You know what, man? Tell that shit to Chris Christie, man.
Oh.
I ain't worried about Chris Christie. I'm just glad Aaron Rodgers got a bad leg, so I'm good.
Just fat ass.
I'm just glad about Chris Christie.
On y'all. Him and Jerry Jones, they got the scheduled facelifts. Well, one needs to lose weight, and the other needs to get another facelift, because Jerry Jones got a facelift and thought nobody would notice.
What's this, this backstage talk that's been going on with Bray Wyatt versus Undertaker? What the hell?
I seen Undertaker look like he's sick.
Yeah.
Undertaker, he's sick. He's old. He's ancient. He's 102.
Oh, man. He look like he got the cooties.
Come on now.
Look like he done came down with something and looking all fucked up. For real.
The man's body is
like he on
broken.
Chasing waterfalls.
Listen, his body is bad, broken, and all the strength and energy he got to be used towards Michelle McCool. So,
yeah, Brock took it all. That them three F5s will do it to you.
Who would you rather take, 2 F5s or 16 superplexes to the back of your head?
Didn't she just
both of them?
Didn't she have a baby?
Yeah,
that sucks the life out of you, you know, when you drop an offspring and stuff, you know. So,
well, I respect Taker. He at home being a father, unlike some people, you know.
Oh.
Oh. Other people raise their kids.
Why don't you call child services?
It ain't my job.
It ain't your job.
It ain't my job to call child services, but I can offer commentary on it.
You worry about other people's babies and childs and everything. Why don't you call child services?
Now,
I'm bringing it to light to you, because that's one of your heroes. So.
Now, there's a...
And you condone that stuff.
I don't give a damn who's the father.
Now, there's
James ain't fucking me or Nikki Bella, so, and I don't have no kids outside of the ones I have already, which is none.
That's true. That's true. Now, but your favorite superstar does.
Yeah, my favorite superstar.
You don't need to condone that.
Silver Surfer don't have no kids, okay?
I think Phil...
I read comic books every month. He ain't had no kids, so...
I think Phil brought up a couple weeks ago, David Otunga. He's coming back.
Mr. Jennifer Hudson, get it right.
Mr. Jennifer Hudson.
He is
coming back. He's coming back to do some WWE live events. Could he potentially be part of the New Day, Tony C?
No. He too light. Hell no.
He's too light.
He can come back and be a lawyer.
He'll probably be the authorities. He'll probably be the authorities' lawyer.
There you go.
Oh.
He don't meet the color requirement per se.
Exactly.
His hue ain't hard enough.
He's a
gray.
He's the wrong shade this way.
ain't no Rick Foxes in the New Day, buddy. I'll be sure looking at him. I'll be Christopher Williams looking at him. Genuine looking son of a bitch. Genuine, as I call him.
Matt E. Legend says Taker needs to get on that HGH diet.
Something. You need to get on something, Matt. He is looking bad. All
right.
You got 99 problems with him. Everything on.
Like you've been hanging out with Papa Shango.
Looking a little frail.
Yeah. All right, real quick.
Frail. Now. He said frail.
All right,
probably get hurt getting out of bed. Oh, shit.
He's coming up with the Ahmed Johnson syndrome, man. Every time you press the star button on the controller, you get hurt.
Oh, come on, man. Why you gotta
be I'm
Ahmed is one of the best intercontinental champions of black industry has seen, okay?
I hate to say it, but Ahmed wasn't shit. I'm gonna tell you that right now. He wasn't shit. He couldn't talk. And when he
I'm not gonna let you sell it. I mean, my one of the guest presenters and nominees at the Black Achievement Awards. Gonna do that.
Oh, Ahmed's gonna be there.
You damn right he is gonna be there.
What
you got nowhere else to be? Got a busy schedule as well.
What is his? Is he gonna be a guest presenter? What is Ahmed doing?
He's nominated for IC Champ of the Decade of the 90s.
IC
one
champ.
Of them. And he's nominated for Rivalry of the Decade of the 90s. Him and Farouk with that Magneto helmet on.
That was a rivalry?
You know. You're damn right. He hit the man in the ribs with a brick.
That was like, what, two matches?
That was considered a rival back then. Remember? 1996-97, man. And we're gonna pay tribute to all the black wrestlers that had WWE title shots. They didn't win, but damn it, we're paying homage to them because they got a shot.
Now you can count that on one finger. One, you can't. You count that time.
Now why you
hand,
gonna go and sell it the moment, man?
One hand.
Will.
I'm just saying.
I'm gonna start calling you Debbie Downer, Buzz Killington. Man, you trying to have a good time?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, Ripple. We gonna have Ripple.
Okay, look at it for a second. All right.
Boom, Farm, Strawberry. We've been to the movies.
I mean, first and foremost, Farouk. Okay. That's the first one. Who else?
Farouk got a title shot.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Henry got a title shot.
Mm-hmm.
R-Truth got a title shot. Sheldon Benjamin never got a title shot because he was scared. He might win.
He never wanted a title shot.
Nope.
And that's true. He never wanted one.
Booker T got a title shot.
You know, Booker T is not going to be there. He's going to be unable to attend because he's too high for looting. So he might not be there. Stevie Ray going to be there calling people fruit booties for $5.
Yeah.
He's getting $5. He's going to have a fruit booty boo. You give him $5, you call your fruit booty.
$5.
Yeah, man. Gotta get paid. Virgil going to be there. He's going to have a booth.
He can be selling autographs for $3.
You give him $5, he'll hold all his money up like when he was with DiBiase.
He's giving the Virgil treatment.
Yeah, he'll give you the Virgil treatment.
Right, right.
Sapphire is going to be there.
Spirit. Damn.
I know she passed away, but we're going to try to find that fur coat and give you off the gutter and pay tribute to that. Call it the fur coat moment of the night. Slick going to be there. I mean, we got a bunch of people coming out,
Jasmine.
Man. And
Jazz.
Yard bird of the day, decade.
Jazz and Jacqueline. Yeah. Jazz and Jacqueline better be there. I know that.
Yep.
Yeah, Jazz gonna be there. Rodney Mack gonna present her with black, you know, woman wrestler of the decade.
Jacqueline, you know, better be there too.
Got to give Rodney something to do. He's a Mac militant.
Jacqueline better be there too.
And he a little too light skinned to be a black to be nominated for something.
See, that's just wrong.
I mean, it's certain, that's wrong. Color requirements to be nominated for the Black Achievement Award.
But the thing with
can't
him,
be light, bright, and two shades of being white.
But how are we gonna do that? But how are we gonna do that to him when WB did what they did to him? Come on now.
I'm just saying, no house word, you know, no house people.
Cut Rodney
some
slack.
I don't use that word because it ain't February yet. February coming, use that word.
How you gonna get in the fight? Win the
Crystal
fight.
Michael's gonna be there.
He got into a fight.
Who?
Crystal Marshall.
Who got in the fight?
Not Chris Benoit gonna be there. But Rodney Mack got into a fight. I think it was Kenny Dykstra. Got in the fight, won, and got fired. Come on, man. He didn't even start the fight.
Virgil didn't get a title match per se. He won the $1 million title. That's as close as a brother has gotten to a title. He did win a $1 million belt, but they took it from him, like the, you know.
Okay, so you say, you
know, he's
so
oppressed by the man.
So you say Rodney Mack is too late. What about The Rock?
I know The Rock ain't coming. He's too accomplished. I mean, this ain't for accomplished. That
these
you. People that be, you this know, don't damn, get the limelight. Yeah, been here.
Oscar Awards.
It's about people.
Exactly.
People been okay. I got you. Oppressed. Okay.
Exactly. Oppressed. Next thing you know, you're gonna be talking about what about, you know, Ron Singer is gonna be there just because he got to drive that bus that he drove the Classic Champions and Halloween had it drop some shields on. See, we gonna pay homage to Doom. Because, you know, they held Doom down in WCW. They had him in a street fight with cut-off tank tops and skinny jeans on and swamp boots and shit.
What about the Pope, D'Angelo De Niro?
Well, I'm trying to get in contact with his people. I can't get a good number for him. He keep moving around. Every payphone I try to hit, he don't answer. So. I'm trying.
Stevie Ray, but Iceman, King Parsons count.
I will make him count.
Wasn't he light skinned?
No.
All the light skinned.
He was dark.
Okay.
Yeah.
All the light skinned people like PN News, The Rock, you know, all those joggers, they parking cars that night. They got to humble themselves that night. If you accomplished, you light skinned, you know, you parking cars, you work concessions.
P and News got
to tell the shot. You fried chicken.
Hold up now. What P and News got a title shot? Hold up now.
No, I'm not saying he got a title shot. Oh, okay. He's a brother, so
okay.
But he light skinned, so he got to.
Okay.
You know, he got to work in the back.
You
got to
earn your spot.
There you go.
Exactly.
Devon.
You know, Devon once again, it's what he to accomplish, man. If he comes, he's gonna be setting up tables and chairs, so he ain't getting no award.
Matt Legend.
These for the people that have been left behind, not thought about.
Matt Legend asked about three people. He said, first, he said, what about Akeem?
About who Coco be where? Yeah, he'll be there.
What about Akeem? What about Akeem?
Akeem?
Yeah. The African Dream Akeem.
He got the name, but the color on, you know.
Okay, what about Flint?
He'll be dropping chicken. He'll be dropping chicken.
What about
dropping y'all, bro? I'm sorry.
What about Flash Funk?
Too Cold Scorpio. Yeah, he's going to be doing a 450 flash from the top of the arena into a pool. Y'all got, for charity. Y'all need to be there, man. 450 splash from the top of the building. What?
And the last person he mentioned, what about Norman Smiley?
Norman's going to be there, you know. He a black Canadian or something. I don't know what he mixed with.
He's English. Stuff.
You know, yeah.
He's from England.
Uh-oh. Damn.
What'd he say?
Norman Smiley from England.
I got to rescind that that invite. You shouldn't have told me that before. You know, I'll get along with this.
I thought you knew.
I thought Norma, how much English is it? Like old English? Like 40 ounce? 8 ball?
Yeah. No, he's from Leeds, England. Seriously.
Oh, hell.
What about Teddy?
So he's from over there with Magnum. Teddy's going to be there. Teddy's going to be there, that's right. He's getting the Thaddeus Award. He's getting the Thaddeus Award.
What about SD Jones?
Special Delivery Jones. Yeah, Special going to present him with an award.
Yeah.
Special going to present him with
this. He would damn sure get one.
Yeah.
Somebody mentioned this.
Somebody mentioned who?
No. Who?
Sorry, never mind.
Brickhouse Brown gonna get the Watermelon Award, of course. You know, it won't be an award. So
I just want to mention Brickhouse Brown.
What about Bad News?
Yeah.
What about Bad News Brown?
He'll be there.
He'll get his posthumous award.
There you go. Now, see Steve Ray getting into the spirit, man. We take care of everybody who didn't get taken care of by the man.
Hey. This is the Negro Achievement Awards. Of course I'm in the spirit.
That's right. We only
there you go.
About 6 weeks away. Yep. Countdown. It's like Christmas all over again, baby. So, you know, we taking donations. We'll take the money that jingles, but we'd rather have a kind of fold.
Coming to America.
We're trying to get Randy Watson. You know him from the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama from Jackson Heights. We're trying to get him to perform along with a couple other acts. We're going to have a ball that night, man. So tell your friends, tell your wife, girlfriends, mistresses. Hey, man, come out. Swag. Everybody invited. Black Achievement Awards. Come have a good time, man. And
no, he
didn't. We'll have aluminum foil if anybody want to take some plates on.
Let me ask you a question. Who's the sponsor of this fine event? Tell me, see, who's the sponsor?
I'm glad you asked. We're sponsored by the NAACP, ESPN, CBS, NBC, Coke 45. Crown Royal, Kool-Aid, Mad Dog 2020, brought to you by Thunderbird,
and Newports,
Newport Sauce,
Newports,
Salem 100,
and the UPN Network.
You bought a UPN. I tried to get them, they didn't bring it back. They wouldn't bring it back. CW.
One Soul.
VH1 so
no, you didn't say that. Centric is going to be broadcast on Centric, BET, VH1, because it might be some fights. You know, they like iHeartRadio, TuneIn.
No, he didn't say
iHeartRadio. Yep, Stitcher, iTunes. We're going to have Virgil going to be selling. Who going to be there, Steve?
Bounce TV.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Hughes is a bouncer. Yeah. Curtis Hughes is Virgil Security.
Okay. What about the Godfather?
Oh, man. See, he too accomplished. You name all these people that accomplished.
Accomplished?
He's the IC champion. Wasn't the Godfather IC champion? Yeah. Why would I want a Godfather with Virgil Security? He didn't.
Something
go down, he gonna protect himself. I need Curtis Hughes. He knows I'm about to struggle.
I don't remember him holding the belt. Did he hold the belt? I don't remember him holding the belt.
The Godfather.
Okay.
Yeah, he held it.
Okay.
Yeah, he held the tag team titles.
I was too busy thinking about his holes to worry about belts.
I need somebody like Curtis Hughes who whispered in Lex Luger's ear and told him to ask Ron Simmons to be a driver. That's the type of Uncle Tom I need. That's the kind of Uncle Tom we need walking the door.
We need him to be outside carding people.
There you go.
Exactly.
Put him in a place where he can be cold.
There you go.
That's right. And Phil Rea, I know you're part of the riffraff, so we're going to have Curtis Hughes with a metal detector. And a table. You know how to, Phil Rea knows how to start a party. So make sure he ain't been no party starter with Saturday Night Special.
There you go.
You know.
All right,
but, yeah. Will, I'm sorry to get out the show off track, man. But there's so many people coming out. I want to thank AA for putting on the Black Achiever Awards. You know.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We also have a couple of new sponsors, according to the chat room. We got Soul Glow being a new sponsor. We got
Wall Street. they better send that check to 1647 Blast Ave. Because that's where all the money's going.
We got World Star Hip Hop as a sponsor. WorldStarHipHop.com.
No, they didn't say World Star.
Yeah, they did. Yeah,
you
did.
Know what?
Yeah, they said
this
World Star.
This is not going to be a coonery
World
event.
Star.
Okay, this is gonna be,
I ain't even take...
There's no coonery going on at this event. This is going to be a high class, upper scale event.
Good one, Matt. Good one. Oh God, he said World Star.
We got three VFWs booked.
And two
bingo halls.
And if you act up, we got some pit bull puppies ready to go for you.
Pit bull puppies, and you know we're gonna have a good time. I don't know why people trying to clown a Black Achiever Awards. Like the first annual Black Achiever Awards not gonna go off without a freaking hitch. But look at this month. Like I said, February we got Fastlane. Once again, I keep bringing up Fastlane. Black Achiever Award. Don't get no better than that. Forget WrestleMania. Y'all need to forget about WrestleMania. WrestleMania ain't gonna have nothing on February. I'm telling you. Fastlane, Black Achiever Awards. After Black Achiever Awards, y'all just gonna shut down. Like, hell,
I think the advertisements of the Black Achievement Award should be like in Vibe Magazine and Jet Magazine.
Well, you know, Swags, we did try to take out what they call a four-page spread.
Yeah.
They ain't got back to me, you know. Virgil wrote me a check, and you know what happened with that.
I also heard DMX could be in a parking lot doing burnout with the quads.
I wouldn't hire DMX because, you know, he'll be in broke in the, you know, petty loan car or something, and, you know, you don't want them problems. you don't want to turn into the
fourth award. Which is going to be New Jack.
Oh, come on. Why would I bring that riff raff in?
You can't do that, Swax. You can't do that.
Why would I bring that riff? And we're going to let Miss Destiny start the Black Achiever Awards with her singing of the national anthem. She's going to be joined by Carl Lewis. Her and Carl Lewis going to do a duet of the national anthem.
Damn.
Double A, that's what I'm working on. I'm trying to get in touch with Carl's agent, but Carl keeps running from
We got another sponsor. We got Jeff for Me Hair Care Products, so that's another sponsor.
No, somebody did. Look, Dark and Lovely said they'll give me the money if y'all don't mention Jeff for Me with the tape, okay? I backed Dark and Lovely into a corner. They got no choice but to back it. So.
Can I get a shaving powder sponsor or something?
Oh, Black Magic, Black Magic.
Black Magic.
I think Black the Magic. Host of this Black Achievement Awards has to be Samuel L. Jackson.
No, he's too accomplished, man. The host of the Black Achievement Awards is going to be Little Richard Marley, the roadie for the Freebirds.
Cash Cow want
that's
know.
The host.
Cash Cow want to know, is Ezekiel Jackson going to be there?
You're damn right he is.
No. The host of the thing has to be Charlie Murphy.
No, he's too accomplished. No. I told you, Little Richard Marley from the Freebirds, okay?
All right, guys.
And Ezekiel Jackson is up for the Ahmed Johnson Lookalike Award. So, there.
Him in his red tights.
There you go. Him in tights.
And their career this
month.
And their career went the same too. All right, let's go ahead and
No, you didn't say that. Titus up for two awards. He also up for the Black Lex Luger Lookalike Contest. He and the Lex Luger Lookalike Contest.
I ain't touching.
I thought that was Mr. What's it called?
I was. I was going to say something about Titus O'Neil, but I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to leave it alone.
don't do us like that. Leave it alone. Don't do us like that.
I thought it was Mr. Jennifer Hudson.
Oh, no, he's too light. I told you.
Yeah, he's too light skin.
He's too light.
Real quick, guys, don't forget to catch all the shows on the network this week and every week. Tuesday at 8 is the Rant with AA and Tony C. Wednesdays at 9 is Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Ray and Dave Megapowers. every Saturday at 11 p.m. is this fine show, the Wrestling Call-In Show with myself, William D. Morgan. Every Sunday at 9 p.m., every Sunday at 5 p.m. is the What Are You Reading comic book shows. You can definitely catch Surfer tomorrow. Every Thursday at 7 p.m. is the Rex Black Show. Every Thursday at 9 p.m. is Rant and Wrestling. And then new episode every week of the Lex Experiment podcast. Final thoughts. Who wants to go first? And we'll go ahead and finish on up.
I just want to say, so I'll go first. If anybody comes to the Black Achiever Awards and sees Ice Train in the parking lot selling bootleg copies of the ceremony, please don't buy any because there's fire still, okay? You're trying to get this going to a good cause. Please don't buy any of the bootleg copies of the Black Achiever Awards.
And we also got a request. Is Zeus going to be there?
I'm trying to get, Zeus a little too accomplished.
It wasn't in wrestling, though.
Yeah, it was.
I mean,
With those big shoulder pads on, man, who else came out with that?
But I'm just saying, other than that, I mean.
Z Gangster?
Yeah, I guess. It wasn't a longevity. It wasn't a big career, but go ahead.
But other than that, I had fun with you guys, man. Much love to everybody. And I hope February can't get here quick enough, man. I'm excited, man. Dang this January. This Royal Rumble crap. Let's get the fast lane, man. Let's get in the fast lane too fast, man. And the Black Achiever Award. Really? I know I sound like the WWE, the WWE and Raw 999, but damn it, hey, I'm excited.
Couple of things real quick. Pastor is in the chat. Pastor Sidell is in the chat. He also asked, is Terry Crews going to be at the Black Achievement Awards?
No.
He had that cup of coffee. He's too accomplished, right. That's the motto. That's the motto for the Black Achiever Awards. If you too accomplished, don't show up.
What about Sergeant Craig Pittman and Hard Work Bobby Walker?
I was gonna say that Sergeant Craig Pittman will be patrolling the parking lot for anybody illegally parked. And that means, Dusty Rhodes, if you park in the handicap spot, you will be told. That's the honorary brother.
There you go.
That's the only one who slipped through the cracks.
There you go.
Yeah, and Hard Work Bobby Walker is going to be on the premises. I can tell you where he's going to be at, but he's going to be on the premises.
He'll be around.
He'll be doing something. Because he'll be working hard. You know, that's what he does. So.
Surfer, what you got for me, man?
Yeah, I'd like to congratulate one of the great ones, the all-time great, for setting the record for most touchdowns drawn in the playoffs. Congratulations. Big win tonight. First step towards the big dance.
Yeah, Joe Montana don't need no thanks. He's already, he knew he was going to keep that record for a long time anyway, so it's no big deal.
Joe Montana what now?
That's Montana's record. He ain't worried about him.
All right, real quick. Big Tone, what you got?
Fuck Goldberg. I ain't said it about a month, so I had to put him in there.
Fuck him.
Yeah, fuck Goldberg. That's about it.
There you go.
We always down with that.
Four swags.
Oh, and Pastor Still said, we're going to have a special appearance at the Black Achievement Awards by Harley Race's Afro.
No, he didn't just say hey. No, he didn't just say holler his afro jufro into the equation, okay? If his fro shows up, then that means I gotta let Ravish and Rick Rude perm show up. And that's just too much hair to be in the building. I can't tell how Curtis looking out for all this stuff, goodness. Man. Curtis ain't as fly as he used to be.
Go on, Swass. What you got to finish up with today?
Now, my final thoughts are that I'm going to bring somebody out of retirement.
Uh-oh.
And it's going to be my companion, because I have to fit in at the Black Achievement Award. None other than the Tough Enough winner herself, Linda Mile.
Damn.
She will be my hanging at the Black Achievement Awards.
So she's going to be your plus one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Black Achievement Awards. They're bringing out everybody, man. You sweat coming with somebody.
I ain't married no more, so I'm bringing Athena.
Booker T can't make it, but I will be, you know, attending with Charmel. So, you know, hey.
You know Naomi, you know Naomi gonna be a surfer.
Yeah, I mean, surfer can pull that off. That's Stilla. Up there.
Surfer is Stilla. He'll come up with a way. All right, let me hello to my co-host very quickly. See if you're ready. Go ahead, my friend.
What's up? What we gonna do? What we gotta say? I really don't have nothing to say about wrestling. I want to keep with this Black Achievement Boys topic.
Hashtag Black Achievement.
I'm gonna put that on all my posts on Twitter.
There you go.
There you go.
Hashtag Black TV.
They're gonna be trending.
Taking over. We're gonna be bigger than the Ranchies, man. We're gonna be bigger than the Grammys. We're gonna be bigger. We're taking over, man. One award show venue at a time. Because you know it's a 3-day event. You got to switch venues. Because you know.
Black Achievement Award. Black Achievement Award.
You know what's going to make tomorrow fantastic?
What's that?
When those Coke boys go down flames.
When who?
The Coke boys.
Oh, the Colts? Yeah, the they Colts. Go down in flames.
No, not the Colts. The Coke boys.
I don't know what that is. They
used to do back in the day. You snort cocaine.
Oh.
Oh, so you taking jabs at somebody. Team. Oh, you trying to hit somebody where it hurt, huh? Okay.
I hit them where they hurt. God dang it, they fired Jimmy Johnson.
Hey, like you know, Tony Romo going to remember in the fourth quarter, watch. He's going to remember in the fourth quarter.
And they played in Green Bay World, too?
Yep.
It's going to be like 38 degrees. Dallas ain't ready.
Mommy. Can I go see my real daddy?
Shut up. Now this is your real daddy.
He's your world champion. I'm your daddy, speaking.
Mommy.
Mm-mm.
When daddy's away, why does that man come with the shorts on?
Oh, tomorrow the high is going to be 23 degrees in Green Bay.
It don't matter what the high is. You playing a one-legged quarterback. It's all good.
In the cold.
Just sit back
in
and watch.
The cold. But the question is, that cold going to mess with their Dallas' defense in that run game?
Right.
Yeah, don't believe Green Bay's used to it.
Green Bay's used to it. Green Bay's used to the cold. Especially playing in Lambeau Field.
I want old Romo's back to seize up on him.
That Cole's gonna get him.
No way.
That Cole's gonna get him.
All this Cowboy hate. If they win, I wish I had all of y'all phone numbers. Cause y'all would text you a big kiss the whole side of my ass.
Chris.
The whole side. The whole side.
You'll have to take a number. Cause I had a whole neighborhood too. I have a whole neighborhood.
Exactly. I'll get in on that.
I hope Chris can fall out of that skybox.
That's fine. I ain't got nothing to do with it. He can fall and break his neck, but I like it, man. As long as when that clock says 0-0, the Cowboys have more points. I won't give it.
Instead of running the football games down in Dallas, he should be fessing up to the fact that he shut down.
Hey, Brady. Man, just worry about your team and what they should be doing.
My team did its job today. It's done.
Just barely. Okay.
Winner.
You're sweating. Like I said, you're sweating like R. Kelly at a Girl Scout meeting early. But you got over it, though.
I ain't sweat.
You got by. Whatever.
All right, guys.
I didn't sweat.
All right.
Whatever.
All right,
but
guys.
You can't tell me you get down by 14 points twice.
Sorry?
The last time. Come on now.
All right, y'all. It's been a great.
That's all right.
It's been a great show. I appreciate everybody being here. I want to say thank you to the chat room. I want to say thank you to all the callers who called in. I really appreciate you guys being in tonight. Please tune again next week. It would be myself. Maybe Stevie Ray is my co-host. Maybe Vic Tell is my co-host. Hope I can get one of you gentlemen nailed down for next week as well to have another fine show.
You know damn well you got me nailed down for every week.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Hey, man, we just got done talking about the Black Achievement Award. Now y'all talking about nail and stuff.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
What's going on around here nailing each other and stuff?
For real.
All right.
You know we don't like nails.
This is all heterosexual talk here.
No, I'm talking about nailing people to the car. You know,
I did not mean
do
it.
That.
I did not mean it in that way, sir. All right.
I know, man. I'm just driving with you, John Lewitchin. That's what we do on the wrestling call-in show, more so than any other show. It's all love at the end of the day. I hope, if you take some of this stuff personally.
Some jackass can't show up.
Courage of your convictions. All right, guys, I am out of here. If you guys want to hold the line, I'll explain some things later to y'all. Thank you for being in that. I really do appreciate it. Everyone, take care, and I will see you next week, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on Rant EM Radio. Take care.
Cut the cord and face tomorrow. Smash the door down. Take in charge all the way. Yeah.